Hi, my name's Tony. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
My name is Mouaz. I'm today the animator of the Radio Up discussion. Today we have the theme, where can you go to fill your belly without emptying your pocket? Let's start by this question. Which kind of food or cuisine do you like? Anybody can answer.
Pizza.
All right.
Pizza's great.
Yeah. Yes, anything else?
I like Italian food, Indian food,
yeah.
Chinese food, Thailandish food, all kinds of food.
Yeah.
Greek food?
Yeah.
Greek food as well.
Lebanese?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like shishtuk, gyro.
Yeah.
Souvlaki.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Canadian? What is Canadian?
Canadian.
A poutine. A poutine. Montreal is famous for, Quebec is famous for its poutine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why you like pizza, shushtawak, Lebanese food, Indian food? Is there any special thing inside the food that made of?
Well, I prefer it. I like it because it's easy, it's fast, and it's not complicated, and it's not very expensive. Like if I get a pita, a souvlaki pita, it has the meat, it has bread, it has tomatoes, lettuce, and there's tzatziki inside. So it's everything all in one, and you can have that for around $6. So it's fast, and that's why I like.
Yeah, and I heard a lot of people talking about pizza. Why pizza? Why is that?
But there is this store in near Tim Hortons in Gate Concordia Metro.
Mm-hmm.
Gate Concordia Metro has two exits.
Yeah.
One towards Mrs. Rainbow and one towards McKay. So the one towards McKay, it has a pizza store near Tim Hortons. And you can get like big three slices of pizza plus falafel sandwich.
Good.
Link for Rotunda.
Good.
Oh, that's
then
wonderful.
11, 12, something. It's better than Amir, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you know, at Amir, it's more expensive.
Yes.
But they're.
It's very large portions.
Yeah,
it's
tasty, very tasty. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about $10 for their plate, but it's a huge plate. And you could share it.
Yeah,
you could always
share it. If you eat kafta kebab, shish kebab, you can be satisfied, but if you just eat rice and vegetables, it's not enough. Amir.
Yeah. And because I think Oriental food is spicy, more kind of herbs on side.
Yes.
Spices, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's tasty, very tasty.
Yeah, tasty.
It's tastier than, it's not bland.
Yeah,
there's,
it's not fat. Yeah. In French we say fat.
Yeah.
Fat. C'est pas fat.
It's not plain.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah. Where can you go and find this cuisine in town? Animated near to
Concordia
Street, Concordia Station.
Yes.
Where we can find other cuisine in town?
Well, there's a souvlaki place near Dakary in Sherbrooke, where you can get souvlaki pitas, or you can get gyros there, and it's not very expensive, and
okay.
It's fast. You can, and also Emir's here, Metro and Emir. It's right across the street. It's another place.
Yeah. What do you mean by not expensive, affordable? What do you mean by that? How for quantity and quality food?
Like a pita, a souvlaki pita, with the lettuce, the tomatoes, onions, and the tzatziki, that's at about $5 or $6.
Mm.
So that's not expensive. There's even a place called Neos, and that's near the Montreal General Hospital. You can have one of those sandwiches for $6.50. And just the sandwich, though, there's nothing else with it. So $6 is not too expensive for a sandwich.
Yeah.
And the place close to the Gary, the Greek place, is called Villa di Serafi.
That's the place I was thinking
yeah.
of. It's right near DeCary and Chippa. Yes. And it's very...
It's reasonable.
Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Also, pizza, you can have a deal. I think it's 2 for $5 or something
yeah.
like that. Or...
Yeah.
Listening to Radioa at www.radio-up.org.
What do you think about cooking at home and eating at home?
I think it's easier to eat. I mean, not easier, but it's more economical if we were to go out and buy our own groceries and make our own dinners. Like for myself, I'm by myself. I'm cooking for just me, but I still make a full recipe for chili. And then I'll have a bowl, and then the rest I'll put in containers and put in the freezer. So I'll have dinners for a while, or I'll go get a rotisserie chicken,
yeah.
you know, at Metro, and it's $10. And you can have 3, maybe 4 meals out of that one chicken.
Yeah.
So that's another inexpensive way to eat.
Yeah. To cook at home, we have to go to special, to get the specials.
Yes.
And where we can get good specials where you live?
In NDG, a very good place to get inexpensive fruits and vegetables is Esposito. Mm.
Esposito?
Esposito's.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
very good. You cannot beat their
give
prices.
Me an idea. Give me an idea. Tomatoes, Romano tomatoes, pepper, garlic, fromage,
pork, peppers. You can have a package of 4 peppers that they had on sale just, I think, last week. And it's 2 packages for $5.
Oh,
so that's 8 peppers for only $5.
Green ones? Or
no, they're the yellow, red.
Yeah.
So that's a very good...
Yeah.
They have grapes often on sale, $1.99 a pound. You know, things like that.
Fish, maybe?
I haven't seen the fish.
Okay. And cheese? Yeah.
I always buy fish on special. Every week I go to Metro and I buy my whatever fish is on special. I buy
salmon.
Salmon.
Haddock. Haddock, yeah. Sardine? No? Sardine?
I don't buy sardine.
Okay. Mackerel?
I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
They also have their, they very often have their canned tomatoes and tomato paste and tomato sauce. You can get a can of tomatoes there for $1.
Good.
If you want very good prices for like your legumes, the pulses, lentils, I would recommend Akavan. Akavan has quite a selection, and you can also have your quinoa, which is very, very good, or your couscous. You can get it there at a very inexpensive place. Akavan,
okay.
And they have chicken. You can get one whole chicken if you want to cook it yourself for under $10.
Mm.
So that's a very, very good selection. Or 4 boneless chicken breasts, and you can have that, or 5 in a package, and that's under $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have lots of bulk choices, if you want to buy nuts or olives and cheeses there.
Mushroom shops there.
Akhenaten, it's very...
No, he shops at Esposito and he goes at all.
Esposito, yeah.
On
Sherpa.
They're on, both on Sherpa.
They have another one in Ville-Saint-Laurent.
Oh, fair.
On Gilly-Glees and Marseillara.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Behind Tim Horton.
Yeah, right behind, yeah.
Emma, what do you think about cooking at home? Is it possible?
Cooking at home is expensive.
Mm.
You think it's expensive?
Yeah, because I used to like buy for 3 weeks, 3 weeks food from the store, and I go put them in the fridge. But you know, when I go to taste after that, they're not the same quality as they used to be in the past. So I throw them in garbage, and I have to go to the store to buy another one. And so on, so I end up like losing my money on the first day without feeding them.
Yeah, yeah.
You would have to prepare. You do your groceries, say, you do weekly shopping. You look for the specials every week because they change once every week. You look what's on sale, you buy that, you prepare your meals in advance.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. You are listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.
I wonder if there's places like Up House that have like prices like Up House.
Yeah, there is.
Multi-cafe. Multi-cafe has very good.
I ate this week. They had a good meal, chicken, big piece of chicken, and fries, right? And soap for only $2. Mm. I was very full.
That's good.
Not like
Wait, you know what I do? I found that again. Found it twice now at Walmart actually. And you find it at Broadway or whatever. a big pork loin. Big pork loin. Open it, drain it. And then I take it out and then I take off the fat. I just clean the fat. And I slice them up. I slice them up into pieces, and I take plastic closed plastic bags that you buy at the dollar store. And I put very small portions, like not too much, right? Small portions, and I buy take Montreal steak spice. Mm-hmm. So with the Montreal steak spice, but I don't cook it. Before I used to cook it. Okay, I cook the whole thing in Montreal sports. I just pour it all around. And I put it in the oven, the whole thing, and cook it for like an hour and a half and take it out and leave it on a rack inside the fridge. And I would cut as I go and just put in, take the piece in it. But now what I do is that after a while you just get sick of pork, right? You just, that's enough to blow your mind, right? And you got it, then you're going, oh, I want some chicken, you know? Then you're going to throw off the pork, right? So what I do now is that's just a little steak spice. On all the pieces, cut them up, put them like two small little pieces, three pieces, and I freeze it.
There's also a solidarity grocery store. It's called Ville Laurentian, and it's on the Boulevard de Kerry. It says here people with low income can become privileged members.
Okay.
And people with higher income can pay $20 membership and support privileged members.
What is called again? This one?
Laurentian.
Mm.
And what is the address? It's on DeCary?
It's 760 DeCary Boulevard, close to Metro de Collège.
Okay,
close to there.
Is there anyone else?
It's
not that.
Okay.
That's what I
mean.
Okay.
There's none in Chambéry, I suppose. None. We don't know.
Google and find.
Mm.
We might have something.
I believe also Tuesdays and Thursdays at Cummings Center.
Yeah.
You can go for a dinner, a complete dinner.
At the where?
Humming Center.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
Tuesdays
and Thursdays. Brought me there.
Yes.
Can anybody go to the Humming Center for those dinners?
It's Tuesdays and Thursdays.
But can anybody?
Yes,
yes, anybody can go. That's what
yes. It's open okay. Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yes. Okay.
What's
supper,
that?
Supper.
Supper.
4 o'clock, I believe they start, eh?
Maybe I think I get there about 5. But
okay.
They're eating, most people are eating already when I went. And somebody brought me there to see that. Beautiful. Yeah.
It was recommended by somebody, and I haven't gone yet.
Oh, you'd be really impressed. Yeah.
Anybody like to add something else?
Did you prepare other kind of questions?
No.
No. That's a good question.
No, I have no questions. More
questions.
So, Uphouse is the best place.
Yes.
250.
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna go to any other restaurant, you're gonna pay 12 at least.
Yeah.
And you won't be like satisfied completely. But here, the meal is big enough. Yeah. You know, but the question should be, where would you go on the weekend now that Uphouse is closed?
Yeah. For example. Yeah.
On the weekend.
Good question. Yeah. A good question.
Yeah,
good question.
I told you there's a pizza store in Cordia Metro. I don't know if they open on the weekend. I think they do.
Yeah, they open. They open.
They have fish tawuk, shawarma, falafel.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure Kristen likes that. And they have pizza, Mexican, Lebanese, vegetarian. There's also fries, French fries, poutine. They have everything there.
Thank you, everybody, for participating. I wish you a good weekend this week. This weekend. And enjoy yourself and go where you like to eat. Get your friend or your family with you. Good, it's good to get accompanied par quelqu'un. Et voilà.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name's Aaron Rand from CJAD. You're listening to Radio Up at www.radio-up.org.